Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, time for the newsroom temperature check, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. What's your story today, Kevin?
So we have a list of North America's 50 best bars of 2024. How many bars from Chicago do you think made the list?
Out of 50, I would say there's got to be at least seven.
We've got three on the list. Oh. This is North America, a place called Handshake Speakeasy in Mexico City came in at number one. Our top-ranked bar is Kumiko. I think I'm saying it correct.
It's bad when we don't know, right?
Yeah, it's a Japanese dining bar in the West Loop. Creative Japanese fare and craft drinks. I've never been there before. Huh. I've never been to any of these, I don't think. I've heard of Meadowlark. Meadowlark came in at number 32. That's a Logan Square spot. And then at number 48, Best Intentions Chicago, which I had...
I haven't heard of any
Never
of these.
Been either. So I've got to put these on the list and try them out.
You know, I've got a list like that. I have a note section on my phone in it, and it's always Chicago restaurants to try, Chicago bars to try.
I love that.
Because you come out with these lists and you're like, wait, I've never been there. And one might be just a few blocks from the station.
I know. You never know. So we've got three in the top 50. I think that's pretty good for all of North America.
Yeah. Yeah. Gabe, what's your story?
So apparently last week in Eureka, Missouri, a tornado did not stop a couple from getting married. They were doing their wedding rehearsal last Thursday, and the venue that they were at, it was struck by a tornado, and it was damaged quite heavily, but somehow 2 days later, they were still able to get married. There was enough repairs made to the place for them to still have their wedding, and the bride and groom, although I don't see a name for the couple here in the story, but the bride and groom took a picture in front of one of the damaged buildings on this property. That's where they took their wedding picture, so they did not let Mother Nature stop them from getting married.
That's good. I don't know what's happening in Omaha this weekend, but I wouldn't have wanted to have a wedding scheduled sometime this afternoon.
Yeah, don't do that there.
I will say this, that couple definitely had guts to go through with that, especially considering the damage. But, imagine during your wedding rehearsal, all of a sudden a disaster like that strikes. I can't even imagine, what that would feel like.
Awful. All right, what's your story?
Well, I don't want to be dramatic or anything, but there is a war on late-night snacking in Italy. Well, more specifically, Milan. Milan is proposing a new law to ban ice cream after midnight in an effort to protect the tranquility of residents. But while they focus on ice cream and gelato, it's really everything. It's pizza, it's Italian ice, it's like all those little shops that they have. It would cover 12 districts. Technically, any takeaway food would be banned, and of course, this would be from like mid-May to mid-November, so all the nice warm months. But it would kick in at 12:30 a.m. on weekdays and 1:30 a.m. on weekends and public holidays. Also, any outdoor tables would not be allowed to be used. As someone who loves to have a late-night snack, I feel attacked by this, personally attacked.
The only way I could equate it is imagine if you are someone who lives right near Wiener Circle.
Yeah.
And like at Jenny's 2:30 ice cream? In the morning. Because most of the people out, Lauren, they might not be wanting... They're trying to prevent a hangover. They're eating after drinking. Right?
I want a Chicago dog.
I saw that and I thought that was so weird and I didn't quite understand that. But it's just to try and tamp down the noise, huh?
Yeah. And I mean, as someone who... complains about noise from my own apartment, like especially late at night, I guess I understand. It's just, you really think it's the food?
Right. Ice cream?
Right.
I'm not sure that's what people are looking for after they've been drinking, but, hard to say. All right. Coming up next, Lauren's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We'll check in with Leland Vitter. Hamp joins us. Dan Hampton is back. He's talking about the Chicago Bears first round draft. And Riffs on Record. If you know music, you're going to want to play. That's coming up on 720 WGN.